for the upcoming open water season, we simply have to finish the analytical work with the bands, the Ojibwe bands, to determine what both parties agreed to for a safe harvest level. That's still a work in progress, and then the state will move forward with its regulation. So it's going to be difficult for, given limited catches with the population still recovering, though it is recovering well, at least in regards to conserving that larger 2013 year class. We need to determine what the state's regulation is going to be. It will be a very, very conservative regulation. We probably, you know, we're probably looking at catch and release, but I don't want to jump ahead of the process too quickly because we still have some work to do yet. So,
are we looking at an abbreviated season this year, or might that decision have to be made, mid-flight as it has been in previous times?
Hopefully not. We really want to try to keep the season open all summer for catch and release fishing at a minimum. That's our ultimate goal, but we still need to work with the numbers and the safe harvest level to make sure that we're not going to incur any resource harm in doing so.
What's the timeline for the release of the details of the for the upcoming open water season? What are you looking at roughly for date for
that?
Well,
I mean, we typically like to have those decisions made by early March. So,
yeah.
But we don't, you know, we're not sure how things are going to proceed on a timeline with the bands to try to reach a decision on a safe harvest level right now at this time. So
yeah, understand. At least that's your target, but it depends on other factors.